Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel.
Hello everybody, and this is Vaibhish speaking. Did your little brother or sister ever come home from school with colorful paint smeared all over their clothes? I bet they thought it was the funniest thing that ever hit their whole life. And I bet your mother didn't think it was that funny, because she had to wash the clothes. Do you ever remember you or your younger brothers and sisters take a marker or a crayon and scribble it all over the walls of your house? I bet they thought it was the funniest thing that ever hit their whole life. And I bet your father didn't think so because he was the one who had to change the wallpaper. And you want to know something? The same thing applies with today's mitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Positive mitzvah number 102, that the tzaras impurity can also appear on the afflicted person's clothes. And his mother can't just clean it up. He has to go straight to a kohen who determines the impurity of the tzaras. That's the first mitzvah for today. Positive mitzvah number 102, that the tzaras impurity can also appear on the person's clothes. The second mitzvah for today is positive mitzvah number 103, that this tzaras impurity can also come on the person's house. And if it does, then a professional kohen has to come inspect the signs on the wall, and if he finds them to be impure, then you get to smash down the stones of that house. Sometimes, the smashing down of the house would not just be a punishment, it would also be a blessing in disguise. Because before the Jews took possession of the Knainim's house, the Knainis hid all their treasures in the walls. Years later, when the kohen would knock down the impure walls, sometimes the Jews from that house would find all the treasures that were hidden there for so many years. So next time your father is fixing the wall your brother or sister scribbled on, first ask him if you could smash down the wall. And tell him Vaibhish gave you the idea.
Well, that's it for today, folks, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Same socks.